paragraph Dalit, we see here the concept of Mishpat that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in many Torahs and Likutei Moharan, that the whole concept of Yiddishkeit, when we speak about Yiddishkeit, Hashem, light, Midas, it's a concept of being focused, a concept of knowing that there's a right and a left and there's a middle. And usually, in 99.9% of cases, a person has to try to stay in the middle to avoid veering off course. Rabbeinu Zal taught us, Kol Olam Kulo Gesher Tzar Moed, that the world is compared to a very narrow bridge. In order to cross a narrow bridge, you have to stay in the middle. You have to stay centered as much as possible, not to lean to the right or left where you'll fall. And this obviously is where the tzaddikim come in, because when the Torah presents the mitzvah of Emunas Chachamim, it says, don't deviate to the right or to the left from what they'll teach you. Meaning, they're the ones who really understand best what's right and what's left and what's middle. And if a person is zocheh to attach himself to the proper tzaddikim, they're the ones who can define for us what the boundaries are in right and left, in above and below. Paragraph Dalit, v'zeh b'chinas shivoroyim, sheboim la'sukkah. This is the concept of these seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael, the seven tzaddikim who come into the sukkah on the 7 days. Ki ha-shivoroyim hein b'chinas moichin, tefillin, kamo shekosov sham. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likutei Moharan that these seven tzaddikim, they also represent moichin, tefillin. We know that on the tefillin shel roish, on the outside, you have the two shins, the shin of three heads, the shin of four heads, which is altogether Shiva, seven Roshim, corresponding to these seven Tzaddikim. They are also a concept of Moichin. Vaidezeh nasa b'chinas chaloyim al yidei malach. And by through the Tikkun HaMoichin, a person is zoicha that even when they go to sleep, their dream is connected to holiness, chaloyim al yidei malach. V'zeh ikar b'chinas sukkah, this is the real essence of sukkah, ki sukkah b'gematria malach, because the word sukkah is b'gematria malach. Kimavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Moharan over there. V'alkein ikar mitzvah sukkah hu achila v'sheina, and this is why the main halachas, the main mitzvah, fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, is the eating and drinking and sleeping in the sukkah. Ki achila v'sheina nistakein al yidei b'chinas malach. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows us over there in Likutei Moharan that both the eating and the sleeping, their main tikkun is through malach. Ki tikkun hasheino hu b'chinas chaloyim al yidei malach. Because when the Gemara speaks about sleeping properly is when a Jew is zoicha to that their dreams come from malach. So that's the sleep end being associated with malach. Gam tikkun hama'acholim hu al yidei hamalach. And Rabbeinu Zal also explains over there that the tikkun hamaychol, the tikkun of eating, is also through the malach. The word ma'achal is the same letters as the word malach. It's the same thing. Dahainu kishyesh chizuk lahamalach. Rabbeinu Zal, on that term, the Likutei Moharan explains that when a person is zoicha to give the proper support to the malach, then he's zoicha to achila degdusha. V'alkein oichlem v'yeshenem basukkah. This is why we eat and sleep in the sukkah. K'dei sheyia hasheino bebechinas chaloyim al yidei malach. So that our sleep should be in the category of chaloyim al yidei malach. V'chein hu achila basukkah k'dei shamacholim yikablu koyach mi'amalach levad. And also eating in the sukkah so that our food should receive its spiritual energy only via the malach. And the other side, the other forces, the forces of the Sitrach or the Shadim, shouldn't inject their energy into our food. Paragraph A. And this is also why the Halacha tells us that in the schach of a sukkah, a person has to make sure that it covers the sukkah in such a way that there's more shade, that it, a person sitting in the sukkah would feel more shade than sun. This is again this concept of making sure to limit the moichin, to control and constrict the seichel. It shouldn't go out of bounds. Keep a muflam mchal tidroish. Again, that pasuk, don't delve into what's beyond you. This is what the Gemara says, that the shade has to be more than the light. Ki chamo remez l'seichel, because the sunlight represents seichel, understanding, wisdom, knowledge. Bechinas pnei Moshe kepnei chamo. The Gemara says that the face of Moshe Rabbeinu shone like the sun. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu was the moichin of Klal Yisrael, the brain of Klal Yisrael. Moshe who had das v'hamoichin. Moshe Rabbeinu is the das and moichin. The pasuk says, "Ato horeisol adas." You, Moshe Rabbeinu, were the one who gave us das. Hutzrichin sheyetzilsa meruba mechamsa. However, it's important that there should be more shade than sun. Hainu letzamtzem oir hachama shu adas v'yatzel meruba. To limit the seichel and das, there should be more shade. We have to put up a boundary, a partition, a shade in front of the sunlight, in front of the seichel. As the pasuk says, don't delve into that which is beyond you. So you have to make sure you have a boundary set up, a fence. Because this is one of the main tikkunim of the moichin, to make sure that there is this tzimtzum, there is this control, these boundaries, blocking the seichel from going where it's not supposed to, where it'll only do harm, chas v'shalom. Paragraph Vav. Nimtza shayidei mitzvah sukkah shubchinas shemamidenu mekimim esamun anafula b'chinas sukkah zdovan anifolos kanal. So through the mitzvah sukkah, which helps us to establish and elevate the fallen emuna, which is called sukkah zdovan anifolos, aydeze nasin geirim, that brings about geirim joining Klal Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas shemesachim b'psoz geirim v'yev kanal. And as we explained earlier, that's the symbolism in that we use the psoilus of the goren and yekev for the schach. V'alkein ha'umois sheliratzu lezgar b'olam hazeh yisnasu la'osir b'mitzvah sukkah k'mo yishomer hazal. And this is why the Gemara tells us that those nations which didn't join Klal Yisrael, they didn't convert, they're going to be tested in the future through the mitzvah of sukkah. They're going to come and complain, well, if we were given a better chance at the Torah, who knows, we would have been as good as the Yid, maybe even better. So Hashem is going to say, okay, fine, mitzvah kali yeshli, I have one of my easy mitzvahs, the sukkah shema called sukkah, let's see if you can do it now, let's see if you can make a sukkah. V'chol echod v'echod oises sukkah b'roish gagoy. And the Gemara says, each one of these goyim is going to go ahead and put up a sukkah on the roof of his home. V'akadosh Baruch Hu moitzi chama min artika. And then Hashem is going to take the sun out of its protective casing, out of its shield, out of its shade, and give them the full blast of sunlight. And then they're going to run for the hills. And then when they go out of the sukkah, the Gemara says they're going to kick the sukkah on the way out. Ki al yedei b'china sukkah hoyruyim shizgayru ha'umais. Because based on what we explain, the mitzvah of sukkah is an opening for converts to come and join Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal said over there that when you build up the emuna hanafula, when you take the fallen emuna and you correct it, with that comes all kinds of people, all kinds of geirim. So sukkah should be a logical lead for geirim to come and join. V'alkein elu shleirotzu lizgar b'olam hazeh ulos. Therefore, those goyim who refuse to convert in this world, and again, not that we went out to proselytize, you're not allowed to, obviously. We're talking about that, the fact that they didn't come on their own to join Klal Yisrael. Ula'osid ein mekablam geirim. And we know that the Torah tells us that in the future, when Mashiach comes, we will not be able to accept converts at that time. Ki ein mekablam geirim limoisa Mashiach. That's what it says in the Gemara. Because they're coming when the Jews are on top. The time to come is when we're not on top yet. Al kein yihia onshom al yidei mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, their punishment will come about through the mitzvah of sukkah. Kimeachar shaleirotzu lezgar boilam hazai de mitzvah sukkah, because of the fact that they didn't come and join Klal Yisrael through the mitzvah of sukkah, al kein yisnasu v'yisan shulosid al de mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, their test and their punishment eventually will come about through the mitzvah of sukkah. What's going to be the punishment? Hashem is going to take the sun out of its sheath, out of its case. Because the mitzvah of sukkah, the definition of sukkah is more shade than sun. That's the concept of limiting, controlling the mind, the seichel. Shehem b'chinas chama, the moichin which is like the sun. V'zeh ikar tikkun hakedusha. This is one of the most important tikkunim of kedusha, of Yiddishkeit. Let lasois tzimtzum el ribui hoyer, to be careful to control the moyach. Even if a person wants to do good things and everything, there are many people who, out of their desire to do good, to make things better, they end up making things terribly worse. They don't realize that it's a concept of ribui oyer. That as much as something seems logical sometimes, it seems right to you and everything, but there's a concept of tzimtzum, there's a concept of what people can handle. And sometimes when you try to give somebody else something to do, even though it's right, but they can't handle it at the time, it blows their fuse, and it blows all, it can destroy chas v'shalom instead of building. It's a very, look at Rav Nosson Zal's words, v'zeh ikar tikun ha'gdusha, lasois tzimtzum el ribui ha'or. One of the main factors in Kedusha, in being successful in Kedusha, is the ability to make a tzimtzum, to control, to limit that ribui or too much light. Ki ribui hashemen goyrim kibui aner. Because we know one example of this is when you have a candle, that's an oil candle, you add a little more oil, it'll burn longer. You add even a little more oil, burn still longer. You add a little more oil, and the light goes out because you drowned the wick. You know, you put in too much oil and you blew it. Or sometimes it causes the thing, the lamp, to explode, to burst, you know. Ve'ikar ha'shviro ho'isai de riboy ho'er. And the Torah teaches us that when Hashem first created the world, and we're told that there was a shvira sakelim at that time, it was because there was too much light. Alkein ikar tikkun hakedusha ayde tzimtzum. Therefore, the main tikkun of the kedusha is when there's tzimtzum, control. V'zebchinas hatikkun shel kol hamitzvos. Las is tzimtzum uklieler. This is the concept of the tikkun of all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us. Each one of the mitzvahs is a keli. It's a vessel. Tzitzis has to be so long, so short, this color, this many strings. What do you mean? If I'm making strings already, why make 8? I'll make 80 strings. No. You add one extra string, you're out. One less string, you're out. It's all tzimtzumim and kelim. V'kol echod v'echod k'fi asher zocho la'asos mitzvos b'zeh ha'olam kein nas mehem levushim shehem tzimtzumim v'kelim asher bohem yizkeh l'kabel oyer hagonus v'atzofun. And each and every single one of us, to the degree that he's zocho to do mitzvos in this world, those mitzvos become garments and vessels, kelim, into which that person will be able to receive the hidden light, which is impossible to receive from Hashem unless you have kelim. It's like a person who's very thirsty, he wants a drink, I have a delicious cold bottle of iced tea, whatever it is here, and I start pouring. If he doesn't have a cup, his thirst will not be satisfied. He'll get very wet, he'll get very messy, we'll make a mess on the floor and on him, but his thirst won't be satisfying. Whereas the Rishoim and the other nations who were not zeichet to acquire, to accept the mitzvahs in this world, they will not have vessels into which to receive this great light that's going to be revealed at that time in the future. This is going to be their main punishment and suffering in Olam Haba. They're going to be burned from that great light that's going to be revealed in the future. Because they don't have vessels into which to receive it. Because they didn't do mitzvahs, they didn't prepare kelim. This is what Gemara says. In the future, Hashem is going to take the sun out of its sheath. Tzadikim misrapin bo. Tzadikim will be healed with that abundance of light, that great light. Urishoim nidoinim bo. And the Rishoim will be judged by that great light. The sun represents the bright light of Seichel, which was hidden away. Hashem kept it hidden until the future, until Mashiach comes, until that great time. Vayidei ribui ho'er sheyizgalos, and through the great light that's going to be revealed then, tzadikim misrapin u'rishoim nidoinim. Tzadikim will be healed and rishoim will be judged. Ki atzadikim yis'angu mizeh v'kablu chiyus rufu mizeh. The tzadikim will get pleasure from that light. It'll be a source of life and refuah for them because they have the kelim. They have the kelim into which to receive that light. Ki bishvil zeh yogu v'torchu kol yameh b'avodas Hashem. This is what they worked for and struggled their whole lives. through the mitzvahs that they performed and prepared in this world, that's what helped them prepare kelim and garment clothing. And now in the future, when Mashiach, then now they're receiving this portion of great light and everything. Nimtza, shatzadikim misangem izeshen esgalo eragodel. So that tzadikim are enjoying this great light. It's coming to them in a proper measure. They have the vessels for it. They have the kelim for it. They receive it as a bracha. Ki eshlem kelim b'malakaple adi amitzah shasu b'lam hazeh. They have the vessels, the mitzvahs that they did. Avol rishoim nidoinim bo, but rishoim are judged by it. Ki heim nichvim al yedei haragodol, me'achar she'ein lohem kelim b'malakabloi. Machma sheloi osa mitzvah b'lam hazeh. They get burned because they can't, they don't have the vessels because they didn't do mitzvahs. Al kein yu nichvim al yedei riboyer. That's why the light will burn them. V'zeh inyan maimer hanal. This is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says sheha'umos shelo rotzu lizgayer ayde mitzvah sukkah b'olam hazeh. Those nations who didn't want to come and join Klal Yisrael through the mitzvah of sukkah, now where sukkah is elevating the emunah nefula, sukkah is what opens the door for them to come and join. Yeah, on sham losid gam ken ayde mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, this is the mitzvah that will end up bringing about their punishment. Hashem is going to command them to make a sukkah. The sukkah hu letzel. A sukkah is supposed to be a shade. Shehi b'chinas tzel hamogen b'fnei hachama. A protective shade from the sunlight. B'chinas tzimtzum hoyer kanal. Something that constricts and controls the light. Ach hayoim la'asoysom ula osid ein moyel shum asuya shel shum mitzvah. However, mitzvahs, you can only do now, while there's Bechira, while there's the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov, only in Olam Hazeh. In the future, you won't be able to do mitzvahs. The Pasuk says, Bameisim Chofshi. Dead people are free from mitzvahs. They're exempt. V'zehu sheyitzav l'mashim yisporach l'asei sukkah, shal yodo nas b'chinas tzimtzum v'keili ribor. That's why Hashem is going to tell him, go ahead, make a sukkah. Sukkah is supposed to make a tzimtzum and a keili for the great light. Vazai kol echad oisei sukkah b'roish gagoi. And the goyim are going to go and make sukkahs on their roof. V'kadosh baruch hu moitzi chamen artika, ha'inu shekadosh baruch hu yegale b'chinas riboy oyer. Hashem is going to turn up the lights. He's going to turn up the lights like it's supposed to be in the future. Sheze b'chinas moitzi chamen min artika. That's the concept of taking the sun out of its protective sheath. V'yu nichvim al yidei riboy oyer. And they're going to be burned by the great light. V'lo yuchlu oz letzamtzei b'chinas oyer agodol adei tzel sukkah. Then they won't be able to prepare kelim. The sukkah they make then isn't going to work. It doesn't work anymore then. Ki oz einoy moyel shum asiyu shel mitzvah. Because then it's not the time for doing mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs then doesn't help. Ki hayoyim la'asoysam. The Gemara says today is the time to do mitzvahs. Asher onichi mitzvah ve'eschem hayoyim. Today is the time. Therefore the sukkah they make then will not protect them from the great light. They won't be able to control and limit to have the keli for the ribur. Ki mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yoichol b'Shabbos. The Gemara says a person who prepares during the weekdays, he has what to eat on Shabbos. If a person didn't prepare during the weekdays, what's he going to eat on Shabbos? You can't cook on Shabbos. You can't do mitzvahs on Shabbos in Olam Haba. Person who did mitzvahs in this world, which is compared to the 6 days of the week, this is the olam ha'asiya, the place of asiya. He'll have the kelim. He'll be able to receive the light into the kelim that were generated by his mitzvahs. But a person who didn't put in the effort in olam hazeh, it won't help him if he's going to want to do mitzvahs in Olam Haba. And therefore, the sukkah that those nations are going to make in the future is not going to help them. They'll get burned by the great light. That's what the Gemara means when it uses that terminology that Hashem is going to unhinge the sun. He's going to take off the kid gloves from the sun. The sun is going to come out in its full light. Kanal, as we explained earlier.